Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Wednesday, May 15, 2024. This hearing is for petition E-013-23. The appellant is Nationwide Health Prop Inc. Parcel number 1-0298-202-0733-001. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded, and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I shall so affirm.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair.
Okay, this is a commercial appeal. The appellant is not present, and the appellant has submitted no evidence. He just simply says the market value of the subject property is not in accord with comparable sales, uniformity, the income approach to value, the cost approach, or market criteria. Supporting documentation will be submitted at a later date, which it was not. So with that, I guess let's hear from the assessor.
Hi, this is the Brookdale in Richland. Let's see, it's at 1629 George Washington Way in Richland. It's got one structure. It's an average quality assisted living. Looking over the amenities, it's the few, let's see, it's got things that stand out. It's got a pool. It's got a kitchenette in some of the rooms and a full kitchen in other rooms. Beyond that, it's a pretty standard assisted living facility. I have the cells, land cells were under that. The range is 672 to 1185, and we're at 432. The cells approach, we're more than 30,000 less than the lowest comparable that we have on the list. In square footage, we're 4.5 times under the mean and median. The cost approach, we're over $5 million less than what the cost approach comes out at, and the tax rep has it at $6 million less than what the cost approach comes out at. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't know. It looks pretty straightforward to me. So.
Yeah.
Where are you talking? We don't hear you.
No. We rest if that's if there's no questions.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were talking. I didn't hear.
Sorry. I put it on mute just because my chair is squeaky. Just one minor, really minor question. In looking at the addenda, it's got petition number 14-23, and I assume that's just a typo. It should be 13-23.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the numbers match up with 13.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
The only other thing to say is that his numbers are like the last one. It's 90% of the assessed value from last year.
Yeah. You know, I think he did that before too.
Yeah.
you know, I think they submit these early just to have a place for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay. Chuck, any questions?
Maybe just do, when you get the assessors, you guys, when you get these appeals like these, do you make contact then with the tax advisor or whatever, kind of like you do with the residential folks?
Yes, we do. In the back of our addenda, we have all the communication that we have with them, on starting on page 20.
All right.
Actually, I think it's working backwards. So page 26 and then works forward to page 20.
And so then you've kind of talked with them and given them your thoughts. Do they sometimes say, okay, we got to see where you're coming from and withdraw them? Or do they, I don't know, just do what they do here, just don't say anything and waste our time and yours? You know, you got to put the whole package together.
Yeah,
they pretty much stonewalled. I mean, I think the response they got was, hey, yeah, I'll share this with my, you know, associate, but really, I mean, you know, we ask for information, like it says on the appeal form, we ask for information about the property. Recent, usually an asset like this would be for tax purposes, they would be appealed on a schedule. I mean, not appealed, appraised. Usually these big multi-million-dollar assets are owned by an investment group, and they're on a schedule, they're appraised, whether it be 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, so that they can, you know, that they can write off any depreciation that they think is due them on their income tax. We ask for that. We ask for rent roll. We ask for, you know, I mean, you could see what we ask for because I think it's all there. You know, income and expense for the last couple of years, condition issues from, you know, cost of cure from a licensed contractor, point of contact to do an inspection. And we didn't receive any of those materials.
Okay.
It looks like there's an assistant and then there's another person in here too. I don't know what their title was. But...
Yeah.
So we never did actually write to the appellant. All we heard was from his assistants, I guess. So.
Yeah. I mean, we sent it to his email.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like, no, we said we have to send it to the email provided on the appeal, which was the Stephanie Schwind. And that was on the appeal. And that's what we're required. You know, we have Mr. Pernai's, email from previous years because he's been appealing these properties. I think this is his second or third year.
Yeah, I see Stephanie at fbtax.com. So, yeah. Okay.
So,
Chuck, anything further?
Well, I was just so you make that initial contact, but if you get no response or no, then you got to go ahead and make your whole log pack. Yeah, I was just trying to see if there was a way to save you all some work, you know.
We usually try two or three times, and then if they don't reply after that, then
you have to go ahead and, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any other questions, George.
Okay. Peter, anything further?
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Marisol, let's, go ahead.
No, we just appreciate your time, and thank you.
Okay. So let's go ahead and close the hearing and we will deliberate.
Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Wednesday, May 15, 2024. The hearing is for petition E-137-23. The appellants are David and Sandra Jackson, parcel number 1-1388-302-0000-005. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
I do.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair?
Hey, this is a residential hearing. We usually allow about a half an hour for these. We give about 10 minutes to the appellant, 10 minutes to the assessor, a few minutes for questions, and then a few minutes for deliberation. Mr. Jackson, have you received the link yet?
I have received the link, and it's doing the same thing on my computer as the other one. It gets me all the way to the screen where the meeting should come on, and then it asks me if I'm the host. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's just proceed then, because I don't want to waste everybody else's time here. So you sent us a petition, and you sent us four listings, it appears. So go ahead and present your argument.
Okay. Well, thank you, board, for hearing my petition today on the properties. In the petition, you will see that the assessor's office assessed my property at that time for $995,000. My analysis of looking at properties that were sold during that year in my area showed to me that my property would have assessed at $820,000 to $840,000. During my petition inquiry, the assessor's office actually contacted us and asked us why they thought it was incorrect. During our discussion with them, we found out they were assessing the property to have 4,800 square foot on the structure when it was actually 3,800 square feet. They also had us listed as having a 5-bedroom home when it actually is only a 4-bedroom. They agreed to adjust the valuation down to $912,610, and they sent us a notice of change and 3-year rebate. However, when they sent also the valuation process and the homes that they used for comps, they still included homes with properties that had square footage much larger than ours, 4,500 to nearly 5,000 square feet, pushing the price well over $1 million. In fact, one of the comps was $1.6 million on there. My analysis shows the properties in my area that sold for that year with about 3,800 square feet as being between $695,000 and $880,000. And now, since then, I've also done the evaluation again, and over 10 properties, and none of them have my square footage, are valued near $1 million. In their own analysis of the five comps that they used, if they would remove just one property that is nearly 5,000 square foot, the remaining properties average $831,000. Therefore, I request that the board consider my petition and showing property evaluations for the market the year it was assessed and every year after are actually ranging for my square footage, $820,000 to $831,000.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, do you happen to have the assessor's package in front of you?
I think I have a portion of it, yes.
Okay, well, first of all, we're only seeing four comparable sales, at least on my package.
And none of them at the square footage he just described. He must have looked at an old evaluation package.
Of the one that they did?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking at one that doesn't have a date on it here.
So
3/27 or 24 is the date I'm looking at.
Okay. I apologize. I don't know if I got that with me today. Because what I'm looking at is properties with 3,711 square feet.
Yeah, that's in there.
Yeah, and they have 3,098 square feet. The one that, you know, is the real outlier is the 4,594 square feet on 4 acres.
And okay, that's what on our list.
We don't
that's
even have
that on your list. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Right. We don't have that on our list. Okay. What I'd like to point out is if you have part of it that shows their comparable sales, you'll notice that they've made adjustments. They've made adjustments for the age of the home. They've made adjustments for the land value. They made adjustments for square footage. They made adjustments for the quality of the home. And the, let's see, I don't think they should. No, they're all clustered. And for the number of bathrooms, garage, pool, etc. So they're trying to make these four sales as comparable as possible to your house by making those adjustments.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's that's what that evaluation is. I guess I'm looking at the paperwork that they sent us that shows. I just don't know how you adjust my property with one that's rated at 1.6 million. But you're saying you're not even seeing that.
We're not saying evaluation. That. And we don't adjust mm-hmm. your property. We adjust the other, or they adjust the other properties. There's no adjustments made to your property. So now you provide us listings. Unfortunately, listings are not sales. So.
Those were listings, but I also put what I used on there was the sale price, what they actually sold for.
I don't think that's in what we have, though.
Yeah, that's not in our package. Or not in the package you submitted.
Yeah, all it says is on market. Now it says sale price, date of sale, on market, and sales price.
Used the sales price that was sold as. Why did I put on market?
And the date of the sale is important to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all of those were me looking back, you know, because I think the assessment was done in, 2022?
As of January 1st, 2023.
Yeah, as of January 1st.
Using data from 2022, yes.
Yeah, or even using data from 2022. Yeah. So
right.
When it says sale price there, what I put down there was the sale price. Date of sale I didn't have. So I don't know why. I'm confused why I even put on it was on market, because it wasn't on market. Because I specifically knew that you wanted actual sales, not what people were posting it for.
Where did you find this data?
Where did I find it? Out on Zillow and other local realtor sites.
Okay, so what you're citing are actual sales. So I think the assessor's office didn't have a chance to review those because they, as soon as we did, assumed those were listings because of your on market comments.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at this point, why don't we hear from the assessor, then we can circle back, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So like Mr. Jackson had stated,
there early on when he filed his petition, we noticed at that time we discovered that there were the discrepancies with the square footage. It was pretty significant discrepancy, but I think about 600 square feet. So that reduced the value to 912,610. After we, prior to when we thought the square footage was closer to 4,000 or just over, that's when I originally sent that comparable sales grade, Mr. Jackson, that had that larger home. Because as I tried to explain in our email communications, with appraisal practice, it's standard to bracket the subject property so you can see the range, min and max, of where that value should fall. Mm-hmm. But after those corrections were made to the square footage, that comparable was no longer relevant. We were able to bracket the sales. And I know that one comparable was a concern of yours too. So I eliminated that out of the comparable sales grade. It really wasn't relevant after we made the corrections. And I know it was a comparable that you weren't comfortable with. So I went ahead and I excluded that. And I emailed that to you on December 5th with the revised comparable sales grade. And that is also the one that I shared with you when I mailed it via certified mail, our Board of Equalization packet with all of our evidence. So just wanted to confirm that we did not consider that sale for that larger home. Let's see here. So when we do look at the sales that we did provide, we did look at at Mr. Jackson's comparables that he provided. Those are all 2023 sales. Comparable A sold in June 2023, comparable B sold in March of 2023, comparable C sold in November of 2023, and comparable D sold in December of 2023. And unfortunately, because those were sales that occurred after the January 1st 2023 effective date, we were not able to consider those in the 2023 evaluation. The assessor's comparable sales grid, it does bracket the subject's square footage and age. Comparable one is the most similar to the subject in its size and age and its location. It's in Clodfelter Heights there, just east of Clodfelter, with a view overlooking Coyote Canyon. It's also very similar in its amenities. It has a pool and an outbuilding. And it's just five houses down from the subject. Comparable one, it's a 2021 sale that occurred prior to that continued market increase in 2022. So even with the adjusted sales price of the comparable one based on an older 2021 sale, it still supports the subject's 2023 assessed value. What I would like to note for comparable one is I don't know if you can see in the photo, but there are two pole buildings there. That second pole building did not exist at the time of the 2021 sale, so it was not included in the adjustments for the outbuildings because it didn't exist.
Okay.
So, well, Mr. Jackson, what we're seeing at the moment is, they've adjusted your valuation down to 912,610, and then when we look at the four comparable sales that they provided, the median is 918,100. So you're actually below the median of those four comps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just, I pulled some other items that I did have, but I know that I did not get them submitted in time, but I do have some 2022 sales houses that have sold, and again, those range from 690,000 on up to 880,000. And I think a couple of them were used in the comp here, but and all of those range in square footage from 3,407 up to 3,709 square feet, and no, actually 4,130 square feet. And all of those, again, average out to about $840,000.
Uh-huh. And they're how close are those properties to your property in miles?
In mileage, I would say they're in it within a 10-mile radius, if not most of them in a 5-mile radius.
Okay. Well, we'd like to see it a lot closer than that. We would hope to have it within a mile or at least two at the most. When you start getting further away from your property, all of a sudden we're into different neighborhoods, and the dynamics of that neighborhood market are different than your neighborhood. So,
yeah. Well, but see, I live rural, so you will not get a cluster of 5 homes sold within a mile of me, okay? But Triple Vista is only just outside of a mile, maybe 2 miles out. Ridgeview, which is one of the homes, is probably within 2-3 miles.
Those are further away than the ones the assessor found. Furthest away from the assessor property found was a little under 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
1.83 miles. So, but unfortunately, you know, at this date, we can't really accept your any evidence at this point because you're past the deadline.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I know that. Yeah.
So in the one.
But I guess what I was showing there. Even though you can't accept it, it's still within the range of what I was looking at when I filled out my petition. They're still within that range of 695,000 up to 880,000. And for some reason, there is an outlier yanking me way past the highest amount. Another home let's see, the 881, I think, had 4 acres, 5 bedrooms, you know, and.
But they adjust for those things, right? They adjust those properties down or up as needed to match your property. So.
And I guess that's what I don't understand with the majority of the comps being in the 800,000s. How does it all adjust up to?
Well, we're seeing two comps. We see two comps close to a million. One comp 777,000, and another one 865. So, the majority of these comps are not 800,000, as you're asserting. So, this is an evidentiary based hearing. So we have to go by the evidence that we have, and the evidence you provided was after the assessment date, and we know at that point. In normal market times, that might have been okay, but we know that the market more or less peaked around January of 2023, or maybe even a little bit before that. The market's been sliding down in this area since then, and that may be why you're finding some sales that are lower than your valuation. And that being the case, you may see, in fact, a lower valuation next year. But it depends on what people are paying for houses, right?
Yeah. Well, I while I'll agree with you, I will challenge one point that I did look at 2023 sales and the range that I know I can't submit based on missing the timeline to submit, but the 2022 sales were still in that mid 800,000 category.
Right. But they're further away from your property than we would like to see. So, I mean, they. As you just suggested, they're in a different neighborhood. They're in two different neighborhoods, right? And the sales dynamics in those neighborhoods might be different.
And he didn't make any adjustments for age, square footage, condition, any of those other adjustments that the assessor makes. So we don't really know what those houses look like.
So as Jennifer said, you know, this is has a view. So this is considered a view property, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we don't know if the properties you're citing are view properties or not view properties, right? So that all shows up the land value. So Again, without specifics of knowing what those addresses are and us having, and the assessor having time to review and all, just because you say they're in the $800,000 range, we don't know why that is, right? We don't know if it's because the property doesn't have a view, because maybe the land size is smaller or smaller square footage. We don't know the characteristics of the houses to understand if that's an appropriate price.
Okay, I get your point. I mean,
okay,
I can't visit all of these properties myself and make that claim.
Well, you don't have to, but you know, you can. If you go to the assessor's website, they'll allow you to pull up the properties, and it will tell you the characteristics of each of those properties. So if you find them on Zillow or wherever, you can then go to the assessor's website and look them up, and that will tell you things like distance and square footage and condition and, you know, those kinds of things. So, but again, at this point, we have none of that in front of us to be able to work from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Peter, Chuck, any questions?
I don't have any.
Peter, anything?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything further, Mr. Jackson?
No. No, you know, the things that you're asking me to provide are things that I can't provide. Certainly not today, and likely right. Not in best of time to get them later.
Well, you know, you have the opportunity to appeal again next year if you so desire. So.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And now you have some understanding of what we're looking for. So next year will be based on 1/1/2024 assessment date, and we would be looking for houses as similar as possible to yours, as close as possible to yours, within maybe a 2-mile radius. So, okay.
Okay.
Marisol, let's go ahead and close the hearing and we will deliberate.